No, but seriously, there's a lot of mosquitoes here all of a sudden. Look at all the cigarettes. Wow. Okay, so what else can we talk about? We should keep a steady conversation going on. Work. How was work today?
Homework. You were working with me.
I know, but you were far away from me. Mira, te lo mataste encima. Ajá.
Kirenia, cuando pasa, parece el estómago se le está cayendo.
¿Por qué?
Because your shirt never covers your stomach, bro. So annoying.
Were you able to do the job for Jose? What he was doing for you? Yeah. What he had asked you to do?
Yeah, but I knew.
Do you want to move a little bit more back? Because maybe there's less mosquitoes.
Is that your teacher?
Oh, yeah.
Se va?
No, I guess she was going to meet up with another student.
Bye. Hi, let's go over there. Because
no, but
the reason that this is here is because of the grass.
Okay, let's move a little bit.
Yeah. Don't drop it. Entonces, Endo is working now.
But why don't we fit in one of those things?
Because if we're around grass, it's going to be mosquitoes. She told me.
But
ella nos dijo que si se vacía una mesa, que podemos ir para allá.
Okay.
El lío es
no se está dando.
It's an auditorium thing?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just small. That's not really an auditorium. It's just a class. Mm. You want to see it?
No.
Oh.
Anyway.
With anything?
I think I'm going to myself straight.
No, it does. No, she doesn't at all.
Her hair.
Let's just turn around. Give her back.
Yeah.
So we don't look like crazy people. So let's talk about something though. Let's have one topic that we could talk about.
Fabio.
Fabio's a very
complicated.
Long, complicated. There's mosquitoes everywhere. I'm wondering if inside there's just mosquitoes. Like actually inside the building.
Yeah, I know, but who cares? Cause
wait, give it a break. Let me see. Maybe they just followed us over here. Now they're gonna leave.
Mosquitoes. Okay.
So, Fabio? Fabio is a very complicated person.
I don't know.
We could talk about something else.
not him?
No.
Okay. Ricky. Angie.
About Angie's what?
Angie today is talking to Jose.
But nothing curtain.
Yeah. Never mind.
Okay.
I don't know. How Mireya always governs Kirenia.
She does?
She went to Tamasando Mireya. And she tells me, dile a Kirenia que vaya a almorzar.
Que vaya a almorzar.
Yeah, so.
But Mireya was eating or ella no estaba
Mireya was eating, right? And then she got out of lunch and she was like, ya es hora que Kirenia coma, dile que venga a comer. Like, como si fuera una madre.
¿Por qué?
I don't know, man. I don't like that lady. That lady, like, she's always.
She's
like,
too bossy.
She's always bossy.
Oh, you want to hear a story? Okay. Before yesterday, Isis gave me a job to do. Mm-hmm. So then I terminé el trabajo para Isis, and then the next step that I had to do was divide the patients by their case manager. Mm-hmm. So there was a stack of papers for Clarivén, and there was a stack of patients for
Mireya,
right? So then lo que Isis me dijo que haga era coger los files de Mireya y entregárselo a su case manager, a Mireya, para que ella lo file. Right? So then I go to Mireya. Well, the thing was that they were active patients, right? So then the active patients, she wanted to file them into their appendiflex. So then, whether it was billed or not billed, right? So then all the ones that I had finished were all billed, and they were active, and they were all billed. So then I went to Mireya, and I le dije, Mireya, ya estos pacientes están biliados, pero y si quieren, y si me pidió que los files en su appendiflex. No, mentira. Habían dos que tenían problemas, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. So yo le dije, mire, estos dos tienen problemas. And I didn't even write on the post-it the problem. Isis wrote it with her handwriting. And it was simple. It was a simple, simple problem. It was, one of them was to call the nurse and verify that there was a sharp container in the house. And the other one was to call the nurse and verify that it was her son was still the caregiver or something like that. Very simple.
Can Que se puede hacer en 5 minutos.
Yeah, that you could do it in 5 minutes. I understood what Mireya was telling me, but that's not my problem because I'm just telling her what Easy is telling me to do. So I go to her, Mireya, esto, eran como 10 pacientes. And out of all those 10, 2 of them have problems. Y le dije, Mireya, estos dos pacientes tienen problemas. El póster está ahí mismo explicándote el problema para que tú lo puedas hacer. Entonces ella me mira, and she goes, ¿y por qué? Yo no entiendo por qué la persona que revisó esto no lo hizo de una vez, no llamó a la al que resolvió el problema.
Mientras que no sea ella la que resuelve el problema.
You know, and she goes, yo no entiendo por qué la persona que revisó esto no arregló el problema. And it's funny because I should have just been like, bueno, Easy revisó eso y no le da la gana de revisar eso porque ella te está pagando un salario y quiere que tú eres el case manager, quiere que el case manager lo revise.
Yeah, she's not to do.
Yeah, like, because it's true. I mean, yo lo revisé, but that was under Easy's ordinate. Like, if Easy is telling
you... Easy told you, revisa esto. No, resuelve esto.
No, resuelve. Exactly, because there's a reason that they're the case manager, so they could resolver los problemas, you get me? And not only that, like, if Easy doesn't feel like doing it, she doesn't feel like doing it. She's paying Mireya a salary of a case manager so she could solve those problems. That's the reason she's the case manager for the patient.
Right.
So, ella, yo la miro, y yo le dije, no sé, mire. Because the thing is, with Mireya, I've already learned to just have patience with her. I'm not going
to
bitch
at
her.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't talk
I'm
to
not
her
gonna
if you
talk
don't
back
have patience.
To her. And I'm not going to talk back to her, and I'm not going to bitch at her, because there's just no point. So I go to her, I looked at her, y le dije, no sé, no sé, Mireya, esto me lo dio, all these mosquitoes, esto me lo dio Easy, y ella me lo pasó para ti. Entonces ella lo cogió, like, she got it from my hand, and she put it to the side, completely to the side. She goes,
obviously.
Bueno, I'm not going to stop, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing right now to solve this. So this is going to be later on whenever I have a chance. Y yo le dije, no, sin apuro, Mireya. Tú haces eso mañana por la mañana, and when you're más calmada, whenever you want.
You're good already.
Yeah. And then I gave her the other 8 patients, and I go to her, y esto es para failiar. And then she goes, más trabajo. No. Pero yo no entiendo. And I'm like, I looked at her, and I'm like, Mireya, si tú quieres, se lo das a Jorge. You know, her assistant. And I was like, se lo puede dar a Jorge, y que él te lo faile. And then she just turned around, and she goes, here, Jorge, véame esto. Y él dijo, entonces le dijo, sí, mire, yo te lo hago ahora, or I'll do it for you first thing in the morning, you know, to put it to the side. Mm-hmm. So, and it was funny, because that's the way Mireya reacted, but then I went to Claribel. Claribel had her own stack, and Claribel had one patient with one problem. And I go up to her, and I'm like, Clari, estos eran los pacientes tuyos, y este adelante tiene un problema. And she's like, a ver, ya lo leo. And she goes, ah, okay, eso es facilito. Like, she handled it with such patience. The thing is, I think she saw the situation with Mireya. She saw how Mireya reacted to it. So I think Claribel is being smart in the sense of, like, I'm not going to be a bitch. I'm not going to talk bad. Or,
and not even
I'm not going to look. Or, like, I'm going to handle the job with ease. You get me? So she looks at me and she goes, ay, uno solamente, qué bueno, qué bueno, qué bueno. She, like, clapped her hand and she goes, qué bueno, qué bueno. And I just laughed, and I was like, yeah, bueno, and here's the other, and entonces, esto otro no tiene problema, pero, y si quiere que tú lo file en los Pendaflex. And she goes, okay, mamita, I'll do it right now, there's no problem. And then, like, today, I had given her, because I terminé de revisar, like, 2 more patients. I finished reviewing 2 more patients, and I gave her the rest. Oh, my God, people keep calling my cell phone. Hold on. Priscilla, I'm in school. Bye. So then,
no le dije que está conmigo, que quiere venir para acá.
No, I don't know. She picked up the phone. She goes, you have to come. And I was like, let me ask if it was an emergency. Entonces, she handled it completely fine. And then I gave her some things to do today to Claribel. And she's like, sí, mamita, dame a mí todo lo que tiene que ver con mis pacientes, que yo prefiero tenerlo en Pendaflex y yo tenerlo aquí todo. Like, Claribel handled everything so perfectly and smooth.
Yeah, but every time, siempre me pasa lo mismo. If I give something, if
Priscilla, is it an emergency? Then what happened? Bueno, bye, mamá.
And every time I give Claribel something, she's always like, oh, okay, yo lo escribo aquí. If I give Mireya, ay, pero siempre hay un problema, y que todo el mundo viene y te empieza a hablar y te preocupa con sus problemas y todo.
Y
yo soy case manager, yo no tengo que hacer eso. Me estoy ahogando en los trabajos.
Pero she's the case manager for those patients. She's the case manager for those patients. So that's what she has a salary for. That's what she's getting paid for. So she needs to do her job. Just because she gets atareada just a little bit too much, like she has a little bit more work than normal, she already, like, she gets she's, I don't know, she's learned to not be as rude, but she's pretty rude.
Okay, she likes things her way, and se hunde en un vaso de agua, see if it's not her way.
Yeah, she's very rude.
She has to learn how to treat people, because, like, everybody, after I hear Mireia scream, they come out through the door.
Did you see what happened today in the morning? Okay, you remember in the morning when you and me were sitting in the front, and an HHA goes, tengo que ver a Yanay, puedo entrar? Remember that lady?
Oh, yeah, the blonde
lady. She went in, and then, like, 5 minutes, I went in also because I had to give something to Sonia, to Mimi. So I went in, and I gave something to Mimi or whatever, and they were talking, but they were talking kind of loud. And then, like, 2 minutes later, I go back in for a fax, and Mireia and that HHA were at it. Like, they were screaming at each other.
So, Sandra and Mireia have been at it. Gato and Mireia have been at it. Angel and Mireia have been at it. Everybody has been at it with Mireia because she just doesn't know how to handle situations.
Including me. When that time that she...
Oh, yeah. Mireia and I have never been at it because rude. From the beginning, I knew that with that lady, you have to have a little bit more than paciencia than everybody else.
She's rude. I think she's very rude.
I think she just never learned people skills.
People skills?
Yeah, because when somebody...
Exactly. It's about no matter how mad you are, you hold in your anger and you have some sort of modales. You get me? You have modales. Like, you're not going to be... You're in an office. They're your coworkers. You're
exactly.
Not going to be screaming at people.
Con la misma gente, exactly. So why would you get in a fight before, with them or whatever?
Before you scream, you could just talk.
And it's not that, like, remember when Angie was her assistente?
I feel bad. Do you think these people... We're talking... Everything's echoing. Maybe they're... studying or something.
Who cares?
You want to move somewhere else? There's no mosquitoes here.
Mosquitoes. Oh, you want to go to... Oh, no, because the teacher said that she had to see us to come in and see...
But my class is right there.
And there's nobody in the class?
No.
Let's go in the class then.
I think she's not in the class.
¿Te acuerdas when Angie was Mireia's case manager assistant?
Yeah.
That Mireia would scream every 5 seconds.
To Angie?
Pero now she doesn't scream as much because she's talking to Jorge. She knows que se tiene que aguantar la lengua because Jorge's a grown man.
Of course.
Do you get me? Yeah. But it's not even, it's beyond that. It's beyond the fact that, like, look from this way. It's beyond the fact that, like, it's like.
It doesn't matter if I'm 20 years old or if I'm.
Have to learn it.
30 or 40. You just, they're your coworkers. They're not a kid. You get me? They're your coworker. From exactly. 9 to 5, that person is your coworker.
And it's
they're not your, they're not anything.
Regardless, it's like, if, see, yo fuera Angie, I would look at her and be like, ¿Tú crees que tú me puedes hablar a mí como si fuera persona, please? Honestly.
Oh. I thought... But there's a lot of mosquitoes outside.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're getting bitten.
No, but... I thought you weren't in here. That's why we were like, let's just go back.
I was able to go get the money, and I'm waiting for students. So, you can stay here. The thing is that I have... Well, yeah,
No, wait outside. No. I feel bad.
No, go ahead. And
I feel weird talking.
I'm going to go outside.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
You can sit here. I'll go outside, and I'll talk to her outside.
Thank you.
Is it on?
Yeah. Uh-huh, so what were you saying?
Know that when Angie was her assistant, her case manager, que Mireia, every 5 minutes, hi, Angie, there.
She always...
She would scream, and it's just like, you have to learn how to talk to people, and you have to learn how to defend yourself as well, because if I was in Angie's shoes, I would look at her.
I feel bad now. Whatever.
If I was in Angie's shoes, I would look at her and be like, Mireia, ¿tú crees que tú me puedes hablar a mí como una persona, por favor?
Because they are a persona.
Exactly. Like, the one time that Mireia...
You can stay here.
You've never heard Mireia scream at me. And the one time that Mireia screamed at me was porque she was trying to printear un research order. Y yo estaba faxeando. So she was like,
ay, yeah, she does it all the time.
Ay, yo tengo que printear aquí. And I was like, sí, espérate un momento, déjame mandar este fax.
De mandar este fax.
Yeah. Exactly. And then she was like, no, déjame printear. And I'm like, Mireia.
You got bit with a lot of mistakes.
I know. Uh-huh. I looked at her and I was like, Mireia.
Un momento, es 2 minutos más.
No. I was like, Mireia, tú sabes que yo te entiendo más cuando tú me estás hablando. Cuando tú me gritas, no sé lo que me pasa en la mente que te bloqueo completamente.
You told her?
Yeah.
What did she say to you?
Nothing, she was just like, bueno, okay, cuando te mire.
Mira, you brought a mosquito with you.
I know, I'm allergic to mosquitoes. I'm gonna have red manchas all over myself right now. And then that's it. And you've never, ever, ever heard Mireia screaming.
She's gotten better because Mireia, antes, it was with everyone. Mireia had a problem with everyone at work.
Este mosquito.
Está atrás de ti.
¿Quieres ser mi
hermano? You know, you're dressed in black. Black attracts more mosquitoes. Black attracts mosquitoes.
Go for your shirt.
I know, but I'm wearing jeans. You were all black.
I know, I have one here and I have one here. I have one everywhere, see? Soy alérgica. In Cuba, it was really bad. When I used to live in Cuba, when I was a little girl, Ronchas all over my lens.
But in Cuba and those countries, there's a lot more mosquitoes because places are not AC. Everything is with the windows open and then all the mosquitoes come in.
Yeah.
Did you have a mosquitero in your
bedroom? Yeah, I had a mosquitero in my bed.
In your bed, right?
Yeah. I wanted to walk around with a mosquitero 24/7.
Did that get hot?
Yeah, nights in Cuba are hot. Unless you open a window and you let more mosquitoes come in, but you still get air.
But with the mosquitero, do you...
Not really.
Does air go through?
Not really. I don't.
Like, does it get any hotter with the mosquitero, or it doesn't get hotter with
the mosquitero? No, it doesn't. It doesn't because it has holes. The air goes through. Mm. I'm sure the ventilation is not as fast, but...
Yeah, it's not as powerful.
I want to go to Cuba.
What did you like best about Cuba?
I have to tell you one thing. Okay. The people.
Oh, everything.
The conversation.
What did you like about Cuba?
The fact that my whole family's there. La comida.
La comida you have here too.
Yeah, pero nadie cocina como mi abuela. Nobody in this earth has been able to compare to my abuela.
Especially your mom's mom?
My mom's mom. She used to cook the best harina.
I don't like harina.
No, but you would have liked hers.
I don't like harina. But my mom makes really, really, really good harina, but my mom's harina is sweet. It's not the harina like for food. My mom's harina is awesome. You should try it. But it's sweet, 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 sweet. Maybe it's not harina because it's called cream of wheat. It's like avena. No, it's harina. It's not avena. It's harina. It's harina,
grits.
But no, it's not the grits because the grits are kind of like, yeah. This one's, bro, on the outside, it's a red box and it says cream of wheat.
Oh my God, a mosquito bit me on my scar.
Ow.
I can't scratch it.
No, don't scratch it. It's called cream of wheat, but it's sweet. Cause my mom makes like that. My mom doesn't put.
Got it. Ya lo maté.
My mom doesn't put salt in it. She does it with sweet. She does it with milk, azúcar. Yeah.
And that's it.
Azúcar.
You can make mine. You can put milk, azúcar, and drink it.
But
thing.
It's not a drink. It's kind of like a maicena. Well,
yeah.
you tried
with a
maicena,
spoon.
Right?
With a spoon,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same drink because I slurp the milk.
Why?
Because I like to slurp the milk.
No. And the maicena thing is really good too. I remember I introduced Fabio to the maicena. I was at his house one day, and then there was maicena at his house. That was when I was always there. There was maicena at his house, and we were having lunch, and I go to him. We didn't know what to eat. No, mentira, it was dinner. Isis, I don't think she cooked that day. So then...
She cooked and you guys had...
No, she didn't cook that day.
Oh, that's
She
right.
didn't cook that day. So then we were hungry and I was like, do you want to try something? And he's like, what? And I was like, it's maicena. It's actually pretty good. And he goes, okay, whatever, just go for it, make it. He loved it. And he would ask me for it later on. He's
and
like,
the,
do you want to make the maicena thing? Because the thing is, I make it sweet. Did you ever try my maicena?
No, I haven't tried.
Oh, it's really good, but I learned from my
mom.
And
I doesn't like my harina.
Is your harina anything like your mom's harina?
Yeah.
Then I don't like it either. I don't like that.
It's just I grew up with that and you know, like that's what I ate. That's why I like it.
I don't like it.
I like it. I like it a lot. And in fact, my mom hasn't made it in 3 meses.
Like, I like wheat, like the American stuff. That's not bad, but I still put sugar in it.
That's why you like it, because you can put sugar in it. No, but mine, you could eat it. Mine, you could put sugar. You could spread sugar on the top with milk.
No, my mom puts... Okay, look. Well, either, both of them, maicena and harina, what she does is she put cinnamon on top.
Ew.
Oh, my God. That's delicious.
I hate cinnamon.
I love cinnamon. Oh, man. I saw the movie. That was so funny. The movie...
I'm mosquito right by your head.
Yeah, I think I feel it. The movie... Game plan. With the rock that he has a little. And the part that he goes, but I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that when he was shooting a commercial?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
my
lisp.
God.
The
what?
He was talking with almost a lisp. Like,
yeah.
He like,
and he was like, go, whatever, Rangers. I don't remember what they were, what the team was. But that was so funny.
I have to see that movie, actually. It's in Blockbuster.
Yeah, it's already in Blockbuster. I have it in my car.
Oh,
After returning.
Give it to me and I'll return it.
It's in a Blockbuster on 147th and Coraway.
The one by Porky's?
No.
Oh no, Coraway.
Coraway, well, Coraway and 147th by Braddock. By my house.
I'll tell him that'll return. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'll tell him that's a return.
Okay, so after this, we'll go and get the movie. But, yeah.
No.
I think I'm gonna call Fabio so I could say hi to him, see how he's doing.
Why?
I don't know. Just
no.
See what he's up to.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call him. The only reason you wanna call him is because Mari.
Kinda.
The comment that she left.
Kinda. Well, that and then what Angie commented to me yesterday. What Kay. Angie said Kay. That Alex had told her.
What?
What Angie told me Alex had told her. But that's
oh,
just
that
that's just so I could bitch. Yeah. That part is just a bitch. But, and then...
Entonces, ¿tú le vas a decir?
No,
yo
no.
Yo dije esto, y esto, y esto, y esto, and now I'm mad at you. How are you going to present
why
that
was
to
that?
Him? How are you going to present that to him?
Just call him and ask him. What is that true? Why
hey,
are
mama,
we saying
don't
that?
Don't start a fight again. Don't let his last memories of you be fighting. Too late.
Too late, it was 3 years of fighting.
Yeah, but still, like... Leave it as a mature breakup that you're just like, forget it, forget it, forget it, and that's it. Nah, la, la, la. Because then that's all they're going to remember. Oh my God, my ex-girlfriend. La, 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 la. Like that.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever, I'll leave it at that for now then. For now. Until I talk to him next time.
Mm, yes, sweet.
He called me this weekend.
Really?
Really?
¿Qué quería saber?
Friday. He called me, he was home early because it was, okay, did I tell you? Okay, well, I was already sleeping, but it was like 12:30 on Friday. It was like 12:30, and he has sent me a text message, but no lo vi. I mean, I was sleeping, so, you know, it didn't wake me up. And then, like 10 minutes after the text message, he called me, and I picked up because I just had the phone ringing, so I didn't really notice who it was, and I just picked up the phone.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hi, and I was like, oh, I was like, hey. But I was sleepy, and I was like, hey, and he goes, you're sleeping? And I was like, yeah, he goes, no, he goes to me, I sent you a text message, did you get it? And I was like, well, I'm sleeping. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, that's okay. And then he goes to me, oh, he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you up. And I was like, that's fine. And he goes, okay, well, I guess read the text message and, sorry for waking you up. And I was like, okay, no problem. I was like, okay, okay. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Because I was like sleeping mainly. I was just like, uh-huh, okay. And he goes, all right, well, okay, bye. And I was like, okay, bye. And the text message was just,
how you doing? Hey, what's up?
Yeah, it was like, are you awake? Because I can't sleep and I want to talk to you or something.
Oh, what a surprise.
Hello, it was early though. Oh, and then I know he was home because...
Does he just have the same text message and then he just duplicates it and
he just,
sends it to
he
you?
He just resends it.
I can't sleep, talk to me.
And he was home because I heard the TV in the background.
So puede ser el televisor de Mari.
He's not gonna be talking to me in front of Mari.
Why not? Maybe Mari está durmiendo.
Mari sí está dormida.
Mari está dormida, entonces se despertó. Yo creo que cuando tú estás dormida, que se despierta y llama Mari. Ahora está haciendo al revés.
Oh, he never called Mari. Or Mari was sleeping in his house. She was sleeping. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I think he was home. I don't think so. She's not gonna sleep over there, but regardless, he was home. I think so.
Tremendo mordida que me dejaste este mosquito aquí.
So are you going to start classes next semester?
Fall.
In fall? And your foot is going to be recovered?
Yeah, because my next operation is in May.
Do you have enough time to get to have your foot recovered?
July.
Recovered. Is that even recovered yet? Is that a... That's not... That, I
do, you know how, do you have enough recovery time? Or something like that?
Or will your foot be...
Healed.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you.
Yeah, because May. What's the month that comes after?
January, February, March, April, May.
June, July. Okay.
And then August.
August is when fall term starts. So I have June and July. Pretty much how January.
The same. You're going to be walking with kind of, yeah, you'll be fine.
No, not still. No.
No.
I'm not going to be with a limp because I had my operation in January.
January.
And by late February, I was walking fine.
Mm.
You get me? So
yeah, the same thing. You're gonna have June and July to plus school doesn't start like the first week of August. You'll have a little bit of August.
No, it's kind of late August.
Yeah, you'll have a little bit of August. to be able to completely.
I can't wait, man. I want to wear high heels.
I know, but I think you should wait it off for the high heels.
Quiero bailar.
Entonces,
need books, fast, cheap, and local. Everyone'sbooks.com. Except for Miami Dade también.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, that could just
how
be.
How much does a term in FIU cost you?
About.
How many classes do you take?
Exactly. We're going to take all four classes. It cost about 1,000 and I think it was 600 more or less. Okay, it's $100 per credit. $100 per credit. And then each class is more or less worth 3 credits. Like, English is worth 2 credits. A math is worth 3 credits. You get me?
Yeah.
But, like, let's say that semester that I took it, the freshman survival or whatever, that was only worth 1 credit. You get me? So, let's say you're taking 4 classes. So, 4 times 3, each one being 3 credits, that's 12 credits. Times about 100, that's about 1,200, más o menos. And then, you have to then pay all the fees. The parking fee, the Panther ID fee.
I don't
fee.
Have that fee. I don't have that fee.
And then it comes out to, like, I guess a little less, like 1,500 or something.
Well, for me, it's 1,000 flat. Everything. For 5 classes, it was 1,000 flat. And that's 5 classes.
Oh,
that's wow. What I paid last year. It's 1,000 flat.
Wow, that's good. That's
like $999 and, like, 76 cents or something like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
The
I paid that out of my pocket. I had a savings account. I paid for my Miami-Dade term, half of my car.
Yeah, you.
And that's it. And then my mom paid the other half of the car, and that's it. And my dad didn't help with squat.
That's not good.
That's how it is.
But I was gonna tell you the thing here. Okay, Miami-Dade is $70 por crédito, right?
I think so.
And then here's just 100.
Bueno.
So it's about 30 times
12. But
that's
12. What I'm
how
saying. ¿Por qué tú no fuiste a Miami Dade 2 years before coming here?
I just came straight over here.
That's
finish.
Practically like saving money.
It is saving money, but I just came straight over here. Fabio was here, and I like the school.
That's true. I'm going to have to come to the school.
He
the
guided
school,
me through
the,
it.
The school parece a little more confusing than Miami Dade.
No, you get the hang of it.
I know I'll get the hang of it, because when I first saw Miami-Dade, I was like, oh my god, this is so confusing.
You see, Miami-Dade seems confusing to me. Not confusing, but it just seems like a jail to me. I'm sorry.
Jail?
Yeah.
No.
Because it's just the buildings.
This class is ugly compared to the classes I had in Miami-Dade.
The buildings are too, like, gray.
On the
this
outside.
Is, this is a small class, though, to be honest. English classes are in really small. English classes are put in really small classes. Most of our, all my other classes that I've ever had, even my math class, which is, like, right in this building, but towards, like, the other end, they're all big classes, like auditorium. Like, even if it's just for 100 students, but they're the type that you walk in and they have like steps, you get me? That you go up and then that's how all my classes are. The only classes that have been really small always have been my English classes.
Bueno.
All the other ones are like those types.
The reason I like Miami-Dade is because
I just don't like how the building looks. FAU has a lot of arts and like the buildings look prettier and like.
I'm gonna be butchering this. I don't look at it. And Miami-Dade has like.
But it gives you more than environment.
Miami-Dade has like art stuff too. But what I like is on the side of the building has a really big 4 or 3 or 2.
It's one of those.
It's one of those where
yeah,
wherever I need
it's
to
building
go.
4.
Exactly.
And then you just find the room inside.
Well, it's building 4, like let's say 4205. It's building 4, second floor.
Yeah.
Fifth room.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way it's split up. So, para mí, que yo soy un poquito retrasada.
Acelerada.
That's easy. Because it's building 4, it's a parking here. Building 3, and a parking here. And in between each building parking, there's other little parkings in case there's no space. And I always find
parking?
A space close to my class.
No, FAU parking is very, very difficult. Extremely difficult, honestly. You have to be here about... Like, I'm already used to it, so I already know, like, I just go into the garage and I go to the fifth floor because there's always going to be parking there. But it's pretty difficult, and it takes, before, like, my freshman year, the first semester that I ever took here, I never had such a hard time with parking. But that was because I wasn't, like, and I would get there way early. Like, I would be at school, like, half an hour before my class, and it's just, like, I didn't know the tricks to it. Like, just don't bother with looking for parking right by there. Just go to the fifth floor, and you're going to use an elevator, and that's it. It doesn't even matter.
No. For me, is literally, like, lo que tenía que esperar era 5 minutos, and somebody left. Somebody always left, and all I had to do was parquet.
No. And then the buildings here, they're just, they're not by numbers, but they're by names. This building here is the chemistry and physics. But when you're...
This is a chemistry and physics building with an English class inside of it?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're using it as an English class for now. This is obviously a lot of other things.